Hey Luxembourg, let's talk about something that really matters, your money and your future. Welcome to Money Talks, the podcast that brings you honest chats with familiar faces from Luxembourg. You'll hear stories about big decisions in life and in personal finances. No jargon, no fluff, just conversations that make sense and get you thinking about your own goals and how to reach them. This podcast is brought to you by Alfie.
Hi, and welcome back to Money Talks, the podcast where we dive into how people think about money, the choices they make, and how they build the life they want. My guest today is a young Luxembourgish talent from the creative industries. Nicolas Have is the founder of Have Films, a video production company that he launched when he was just 19. You might also know him from Sunset Cinema, the open-air movie nights that have become a summer staple in Luxembourg. Nicolas, happy to have you here.
Hello, happy to be here.
Your journey is pretty unique. You started filming at friends' parties and then produced high-end commercials and documentaries. Let's rewind to your teenager years. When you were a teenager, what was your relationship with money like? Did you openly speak about it with your parents?
Yes, so when I was a teenager, I was quite busy with different types of things. I was an athlete at the triathlon national team. I was starting to do a lot of things with videos. So there was not much time left for me to worry or to think about money. Of course, I needed it when I wanted to go out or do stuff. But it was never a priority for me.
But still, it's in your teenager years that the idea of Have Films bloomed. How did this come about?
So I was always very passionate about videos. And it was at a certain point after doing an exchange in the States of 6 months. I don't know if it was the American dream influence, but when I came back, I just realized that I could make money out of my hobby. And that's when I started filming weddings and friends' parties. Both for very small budgets, but it gave me a good start into this, what I'm doing now.
Do you think that without the American experience, you would have landed in the same place?
Honestly, I asked myself this many times, and I don't know. But it was just after this coming back that I was, I knew I wanted to try it.
Was it like this that you earned your first pocket money?
Yes, well, the first, capital of Have Films was definitely earned by this way. And
You started this company at 19. That's completely wild. What actually gave you the confidence to go for it?
Well, I got pretty fast confident about what I was doing because I was seeing the feedback right away when the videos which I did were posted online. It was I don't want to say the early days of Facebook, but it was the early days of event after movies and party after movies. And I was right there doing it. There were not many other people doing it. So I saw how well the videos received feedback and likes and everything. So it gave me right away a lot of confidence that I was doing the right thing.
For many entrepreneurs, the beginning is the hardest part because you have to have someone to believe in you, have someone who could finance you to get the equipment and to get you started. How was it for you?
So at the beginning, I was actually just having fun. I was still in school. I was in high school. I was living at my parents' house. I didn't have any risk. I was just going up levels and it's the new project. And so, of course, I could always rely on my dad for giving me financial advice. But at this point, it was just like a side hobby, and it developed slow by slow. And
Cinema was not necessarily your first background. You studied something completely different. Can you tell us a little bit?
When my senior year in high school was over and I was thinking and looking what to do next, well, I was already so much involved in videos that I was in my mind saying to myself, well, I want to do this full on. But my dad had other ideas. He was thinking that maybe for an 18-year-old kid, telling him that he wants to do videos might not be the right choice. So he told me, I'm going to buy you your first real camera, but you are going to go study law, or at least try law. And that's what I did. I started a law studies in Belval, and soon after I realized that I couldn't keep myself motivated, and I quickly stopped, and my dad was okay with it because he just saw that I was 100% involved in the videos.
I hope he's proud of you now, because you've managed to make the passion and make the money at the same time. So
yes, I think what's funny, I even motivated him to become independent himself, because he was working for a bank, and when he saw how my independent journey flourished, I think it motivated himself to also try his luck, and that's what he did. Yes,
that's such a lovely family story. How has your relationship with money changed over time? You are not necessarily dependent on it. You learned how to make it and probably how to handle it as well, so that it serves you well.
I must say that in the beginning, I was less concerned with money because, like I said, I was living at home. I had no risks. I had no employees. Not much taxes to pay, because at the beginning I didn't have a company. Then when we created the company, the taxes came. Then after a few years, my first employee came. And nowadays, I'm way more concerned about money than I was back then.
Did you learn on the go, or did you take classes? How did the learning process go?
Havi Films is now 9 years old, and we grew very organically. We grew not fast. I didn't at some point say, okay, I want to now go crazy. No, we always discussed with my dad financial steps on how to proceed. Does it make sense to have your first employee? Does it make sense to have your second? And like this, it worked really, really well.
You probably... Yeah. Put a lot of effort and also the resources you have to grow your company. I was wondering if you also invest in anything else like stocks, bonds, crypto.
Yes. So, of course, on a personal side of view, because I've been always very cautious with my own salary, because I wanted to grow my company and not put any too much capital out and just have it there. For example, when I had a new project like Sunset Cinema, I was lucky to have some capital to start with it. So I do invest. I mean, I was growing up in the middle of the crypto bubble, or not bubble, but the crypto world coming alive. I have a lot of friends who invested in it, so I was also one of them. I'm still are. And besides of that, I also invest in Luxembourgish investment funds. And yeah, that's the two main things apart from my business.
Can you develop a little bit about your experience with investing? How did you learn about it? Was it also on the go the same way it was with Havi?
Well, the crypto part of it was really just also because my friends were doing it, and it was like it was the cool thing to do at some point during our end of high school, beginning of after high school life. But regarding investment funds, for example, I didn't get the guidance which I hoped I would get, like I got it from the other stuff. For example, I didn't get guidance from my bank advisors at the beginning, because they saw that I was doing good, but it was me who had to be proactive.
And are there any mistakes that you look back on and now you laugh?
For a videographer, back then there was like this one super cool camera called a RED camera. I always had this dream of owning a RED camera, and I blended everything out on the side. It was really, I want to buy this. As soon as I have the funds, I want to buy this RED camera. And yes, this day arrived, I bought it, and then quickly realized that actually the other camera I was using was way better, was easier to handle than the RED camera. And in the end, I only did a few shoots with this super expensive camera, and it's now collecting dust at home. So yeah, it was
one of those bad investments.
Yes, yes. At least it was like at a young age, and now I can laugh about it. But yes, this is maybe something today I'm more aware of, to not blend everything else out and go for the one thing, but always look at the bigger pictures.
Is there anything that you wished someone had told you before you started?
Yeah, maybe about taxes. When I was, that's the only thing. For the rest, it has been a really fun journey. It's not always easy.
What is it that you would have liked to know about taxes?
Well,
there's
much,
so many.
there's so many that you have to. That it's not easy, especially if you have employees, and it takes a good chunk of the hard-earned work you do, or you feel at least as an independent.
We looked a lot in the past, and we looked at your beginning, and I propose now we go look in the future. And I was wondering, what's a long-term wish you wish for yourself or for your company, and how do you prepare to get there?
What I always liked about being a young independent is that I felt like I was really free. I have my freedom. I'm not chained to an office job or something. And this freedom, I would really like to keep it for my whole life. With the new challenges coming of creating one day a family, of owning a house or buying a house, and buying a house as an independent is also not so easy nowadays. So there are many challenges coming ahead. But if you plan, if you do your 1, 5, 10 year plan ahead, I think you can manage and do the right steps to come to your dreams.
Yeah. Great. I wish you the best of luck to achieve all of this wish list you have in front of you. Thank you very much, Nicola, for joining us on the Money Talks today. And see you next time. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Bye-bye.